ABC Radio Australia.
Well, local fishermen who've been impacted by a recent slurry spill on Papua New Guinea's north coast are calling for the government to slap heavy penalties on the Chinese operators of the multi-million dollar nickel mine that's responsible for it. Now, their calls come after the PNG government announced that it has ordered the Ramu nickel mine to shut down its processing operations temporarily because it says it's failed to fix the defects that had been identified during investigations into what caused the spill back in August. Now, while local villagers are happy to hear of that closure, they don't think it goes far enough, and some are demanding the company pay them compensation. Bethany Harriman has the story.
We're very happy. We're very happy.
Madiang Lewis is happy the government has shut down the Ramu nickel mine not far from his village. In late August, there was a leak of around 200,000 litres of toxic slurry at the mine's processing plant. 80,000 litres reached Basamuk Bay, turning the waters bright red. Locals have linked the spill to numerous health problems. Mr. Lewis says the government should have closed it then.
And they didn't think of our lives. And the government has now realized and ordered the refinery to be closed. That is too late.
Villagers say dead marine life was found on the beach and they blame the mine. The provincial government put a temporary ban on fishing in the area, affecting the lives of fishermen like Mr. Lewis, who's calling for compensation.
Refinery must not open until everything is sorted out, everything is settled, and the suffering people, the damages they've caused, they must pay all this, and everything is rightly fixed, then they can open that refinery again.
The Mineral Resource Authority has shut down the mine for not complying with the recommendations made by an inspection team that investigated the leak. Here's the Chief Inspector of Mines, Lave Michael.
The overflow took place on one of the neutralization tanks and made its way into the environment. Now, we have quickly landed on the site 2 days later. And we investigated, and some action items came out of that investigation so that we want to prevent reoccurrence of similar incident because it also endangered people who are employed on site.
There were 4 recommendations made by the MRA inspectors regarding the incompetencies of operators, inadequate bund capacity, spillage containment system, and maintenance of instrumentation and machines. The country's Mineral Resource Authority's Managing Director, Jerry Gary, says the authority had no choice but to shut the mine.
They were given 16 recommendations or remedial measures to rectify. And apparently 6 weeks down the line, we found that the operator has failed.
It's understood that the country's Mineral Resource Authority doesn't have the power to impose hefty fines for the breach in safety and mining laws in the country. But Mining Minister Johnson Tuka has sounded a warning to other mining operators in the country.
And let me say this to all the mining companies in Papua New Guinea. In my term as a minister, I want to see that all the companies are compliant to mining acts and safety acts.
The management of the Chinese-operated mine has apologized for the leak but denies the damage was serious. The country's Environment Conservation Authority, or SIPA, investigated the spillage and found the metal contamination in the area was within safe levels. Ramu Nickel said it would only accept a report from SIPA, but the Madang provincial government wasn't happy and ordered an investigation of its own, led by Swedish scientist Alex Mojon, that revealed major environmental risks. Madang's governor, Peter Yama, has thanked the government for shutting down the mine.